welcome back to another episode of the Sports Jerks Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Gregory, along with Taryn Williams, my man, Josh Gregg. How you guys feeling today?
Feeling great.
Feeling like the weather outside, right?
Yeah, no. Right?
Dreary.
Yeah, it's very dreary. Yeah, just like the city of Philadelphia right now.
It really is. But
when it rains, it pours, guys.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
You're not lying about that. But we took a week off for the Thanksgiving holiday. How was you guys' holiday?
Great holiday. It was nice. Spent it with family. Yeah. Relaxing. Nice little holiday weekend. Did a little bit of Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, we did get up early for Black Friday.
Yeah.
Why not just go after Thanksgiving dinner at 6 p.m.?
We thought about it, but we had a couple drinks around the house, and we didn't want to risk it.
Yeah, I hear you.
After the night we went out, remembering the scary stuff happened. So we played it safe that night, you know? So how was your holiday, though?
That was awesome, man. Perfect day.
Good.
What was it, 60 degrees?
Nice. It was a really nice day.
I was out there throwing the football for a little bit, you know, like acting like I was 5 years old.
Aww.
And Friday was even nicer. Went out and played probably my last round of golf of 2015.
Okay.
And it was good.
What am I talking about? Thanksgiving was terrible. Did anybody else see that Eagles game?
Well, I watched all three games. Yeah. I mean, at least the Sunday night game was decent.
Decent, yeah.
The other two games sucked. I was highly disappointed. I guess I was too involved in my my drinks, my fruit punch.
Yeah, okay. Had a couple.
Yeah, fruit punch.
Threw a couple back. Okay.
Fruit punch was some ice water. Anyway, yes. It was awful football.
Yeah, it was terrible. So let's dive right into it.
Yeah.
Reports have now surfaced that Chip Kelly or his agent might have met with USC last Friday. The team didn't like what they heard back from Chip Kelly in his camp. So now it seems like Chip Kelly's going to be around another year in Philadelphia. Do you guys feel like it's a good move, and can Chip salvage whatever's going on here right now in Philadelphia? Because right now it's looking pretty bad.
Go ahead, Eagles fan.
You know, I just think there's not really much they can do with or without him. It's like if they get rid of him, it's something you're at like a rebuilding point with the team. You have to replace the talent that we've lost. So if they keep Chip, I mean, he's going to have another year under his belt to try and build his team, gives him a second chance. It seems that's the route it's going. I don't think it really matters as far as the Philadelphia Eagles franchise. If he stays this year or he ends up leaving next year, whatever the case may be, if he finishes out his contract. I just think, you know, either way, it's a rebuilding time. It's going to take years, I think, for the Eagles to get back on track.
Yeah, I'll finally concede to the fact that he's ruined this team and the organization.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I actually sent Tam an email.
Pause.
She has it. She has my. I apologize to her in the email.
Let's rewind.
Tam was right about the whole Chip Kelly blowing the team up. Josh. Me and Josh, we drank that Kool-Aid.
We drank
a lot of that Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
I'm not
100%.
I'm not gonna say we finished. You know the pitcher.
I was like 4 wins, and you guys were like,
yeah.
So they're going to go to playoffs.
Yeah, we
we're going to go to playoffs, remember? They're going to win the playoffs.
Well,
they might still.
They could still.
But they're not going to win the amount of wins that we projected, though.
Definitely not.
11? What'd you guys have?
I said 10-6.
But, of course, you know what's going to happen. Just naturally, everyone was, they're going to roll. They're going to beat Tampa, Detroit, and whoever the other crap team that they lost to.
Tampa, Detroit, Miami.
Yes, everyone's 3-0. Now everyone's down on them, and now watch
them. They beat New England.
Beat New England somehow, which I don't see, but I mean, watch them still come up with like 8 wins. They might lose to New England, but maybe they'll win the next 3 games or some crap like that. It's just odd that things like that happen. But yeah, he needs to go.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know if he needs to go. I guess I'd be in favor of one more year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I mean the absolute deadline is one year if he stays.
Yeah, no,
I'd give him 1 year to maybe try to fix it, but it doesn't look
It looks terrible.
Nothing he's done looks like it's worked.
I really want to hear from Jeffrey Lurie because we need some type
of. He never talks.
You won't hear from Lurie until the owners' meetings in the off season.
Right? No,
exactly.
I know.
The one thing
what they need to do, though, not to cut you up, but they need to find a general manager that Chip Kelly respects, not one that he necessarily agrees with. I don't think Howie Roseman's going to be the right fit because he wasn't that great when he was here before, although he is better than Chip Kelly. But he had to find somebody, Chip Kelly, if he is going to stay, somebody he respects. Somebody who can disagree with him.
I'm kind of surprised, though, after the back-to-back blowouts, they gave 45 points to, Tampa Bay and to Detroit?
Yeah.
I kind of was kind of surprised on Black Friday that Billy Davis didn't get the axe because somebody had to be the scapegoat for this whole thing that's going wrong.
I think everybody knows the mastermind behind Billy Davis.
I understand
that,
but I'm saying, but looking at the defense last year and then looking at the defense now, he has to go. Billy Davis has to be the first one out of here. Chip Kelly, the coach, he's good as a coach, not a GM, but Billy Davis is in charge of this defense. He makes the calls on defense, and they're not good. The defense started off good. Time Sean Hicks went down, or Jordan Hicks, when he went down, the team is just terrible
now. They fell apart.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But somebody has to take the blame for that. I think Billy Davis should be the first one going.
What's the one thing that you've noticed throughout the whole year?
No one takes blame.
Nobody takes blame. Nope. Chip just puts the blame on everyone else except for himself.
Players blame the fans.
When DeMarco struggles, Deuce puts the guys in. Come on, man. That's where it starts. Yeah.
I'd rather have Deuce Daly out there running the ball. And DeMarco Murray.
They're probably the same speed because DeMarco looks slow as hell this year.
He does.
Maybe that's what Dallas ain't throwing the money because they knew his body had taken a toll last year. He carried, what was that, the most carries ever by running back last year or second most?
What to his defense? Won't you start from a standstill, get the ball, and then have to run rather than accelerate, get the ball, and already just the whole system was messed up for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he shot as a player.
Yeah.
I just think the system wasn't right. I mean,
Matthews is a way better fit for the system though.
Yeah, if he's
LeSean McCoy is better fit for the system.
Yeah, you're damn right about that.
Yeah,
whole thing is a disaster. I'm like, not for anything. Pretty much how I predicted it in the beginning
if they lose out,
a shit show.
If they lose out the rest of these games, do you think Chip Kelly gets fired at the end of the season?
If they lose out?
Yeah.
I would actually like to see them do that. Because I feel like for all the bad decisions he's made, he deserves just like the most embarrassing, terrible season ever.
Damn.
Just a throwback in his face. Just to show him getting rid of DeSean Jackson, slandering his name, Chip Kelly was wrong. Getting rid of LeSean McCoy, Chip Kelly was wrong. Not keeping Macklin, Chip Kelly was wrong. Like all those decisions he made, keeping Riley Cooper, you were wrong for that. Getting Sam Bradford, you were wrong for that. Picking up Kiko Alonso, you were wrong for that. Like every decision he's made,
I wouldn't kill him for Bradford. Fultz stinks.
Fultz
stinks.
We lost the second round draft.
That was the second round pick. That was stupid. But
the crazy thing is, like everybody talked about Bradford, he's not even rooted a problem.
No, he's not.
You know, it's Chip Kelly.
Deep rooted problem. Now it's a deep rooted problem.
They have no wide receivers,
it's not even player personnel. It's almost like the whole coaching personnel needs to be redone.
Like I said, I think Billy Davis should take the blame right now. Like I think that will kind of save Chip Kelly's face a little bit.
Nothing's going to save
this axe.
I don't think he gets fired, but I wouldn't. This is kind of contradiction what I just said. I would not be surprised if Jeffrey Lurie just came out of nowhere because he's probably tired of hearing everyone talk crap about him. He'll probably just come out and just fire him when everyone expects him. Out of nowhere. I could see that happening. I really could.
Yeah.
Really? I really can't.
He's just hiding in the weeds, and he's just tired of hearing people bash him.
No, but you think about it. If he does do that, think of how much respect he gains from the Philly fans.
He has no direction for the team.
But you got to think about it. This is his livelihood. This is his money. You know, if the people aren't coming to the games, they're not filling the seats, buying the merchandise, that falls on Lurie.
I think
if he fired Chip Kelly, Philadelphia would love Jeffrey Lurie for that. Like, you know what? You actually didn't keep a coach for too long for once because he kept Ray Rhodes too long. He kept Andy Reid too long.
Yeah.
They were like, you know what? Lurie does have a backbone. We were wrong about Lurie.
But I could also see him keeping him for my one-year plan because you just gave him the keys to the car. So you do kind of have to... I know it's turned into a disaster, but you kind of have to see through it at least 2 years.
Chip Kelly always has his failsafe. Well, it's the team's first year put together. That's his failsafe. Because it's true. They are a whole new bunch.
No.
But it is kind of true.
What he should have said was this is a rebuilding year. He could have saved his ass with that.
Well, they should have said that before they went and got rid of all the star players on the team. They should have been like, hey, you know what? These guys aren't working for us. We're going in a different direction. It's going to take a couple years for us to rebuild.
At the same time, he couldn't say that because he paid DeMarco Murray, like an aged running back, a lot of money.
But why did he do that? Out of desperation.
I understand, but I'm saying that's why he couldn't try to save face and say this was a rebuilding year because he paid these guys big money. Rebuilding year, you usually build through the draft and you develop young players.
Look, he can't even draft right.
Yeah, he can't.
He got lucky
with Hicks.
He didn't think it was going to be a rebuilding year. That's how cocky he is. He believed in his system so much, he thought he was just going to take all these random players together.
We get it. You think he's cocky. We get it.
He is, though.
We get it. All right? You're just like, you keep nailing him. We get it. All right? We get it. You don't like Chip Kelly. All right? But I don't know how he can fix this whole debacle right now. I don't know how he fixes it.
You got to bring in a GM and have them take care of player personnel. He should have no part in that.
You need a checks and balance.
Yeah.
And it's hard enough being a coach in the NFL, and then you want to add being the GM. I think he should like give up his GM title, still have like 95%, like kind of have the veto system. Like, all right, I don't want this player, I want this player, but just have someone else handle it. Yeah. And come to him, Chip, do you want X guy? Yeah, bring him in.
I don't think they should even ask him that. He has no more power, I would say, with player personnel.
You can't trust his decisions.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to give Riley Cooper a contract and cut Deshaun Jackson, I don't know what the hell you're looking at.
Yeah.
And call him a gangbanger and then...
And then sign Miles Austin.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He can't catch a cold.
Yeah. All right, let's move along because we're going to get, you know...
Gonna get mad talking about these Eagles.
It's annoying.
It's a frustrating season. We're all frustrated right now.
Just when you think they do good, they do bad. And
then they do worse.
Let's talk about something on the rise right now. The Broncos surprised those Patriots Sunday night. Well, not really surprised, but they beat them Sunday night in overtime on a runoff? By C.J. Anderson,
my man.
What'd you guys take away from that game, though? Brock Osweiler. Why do you say his last
Brock
name?
Brock Osweiler.
Osweiler. He looked pretty good out there. I'm going to say this, though. The officiating crew should have been fired after that game, though, because a lot of the calls, it was a great game, but a lot of those calls were ticky-tack calls that went against the Patriots.
Bad clock management.
And bad clock management on the Patriots' part, but I'll let you guys go at it.
I took away that I was about to put my head through a wall watching the first quarter. Denver's just getting torched deep in the snow. They couldn't tackle. I was like, once Gronk went in, I'm like, wow, this is going to be a long game. They hung. It was gutsy.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised. I've been high on Osweiler for 2 years. Couldn't wait for him to finally get his opportunity. They got the run game going. I like how, specifically that one play where he had a little bootleg. Cause everyone went to the one side where CJ was going. Bootleg, nice little completion. I like what I see. I don't want to say I hope because they might lose. I like to see them play again in the playoffs.
Oh, definitely.
I agree. I think, I'll be honest with you, I really felt like the Patriots outplayed them for the entirety of the game.
Like
but
three and a half quarters.
Yeah. Yeah, they got killed by the refs. Like even like the clock, the clock management situation, like it was the Patriots ball, but it was really like the refs kind of screwed the whole clock thing up with the...
Not really.
What was it? The time... What was that?
This is what I'm talking about.
It was the fourth timeout. Was that it?
No. Yeah, with the excess timeout. The rules were kind of screwed with that. But this is the one thing I'll say about... Denver beat them at the end. They beat them. But the Patriots...
They should have went to overtime.
The Patriots had the ball, I think, like two minutes and some seconds ago. And this is when Gronk got hurt. It was first down. I was like, why are they passing the ball right there? They could have ran the ball and wasted
some time.
Exactly. So, I mean, that was Belichick's fault. He really doesn't, like, screw up the end of the games usually, but he screwed up there. But the officiating was sketchy as usual, but there's a lot of sketchy officiating right now around the league. So, but I felt like it was a classic game. The snow was coming down. It was a good game to watch. We watched the whole thing.
Yeah,
so, and I never
stayed. I was going to text you, but I'm like, nah, this dude's probably sleeping anyway. I hang on.
I hang on every play.
I'm worried about what the
beef right now between Brady not Brady
not beef but the controversy what's gonna come of it, like is Brock gonna lose a game and then they're gonna save Manning for the playoffs and then Manning comes in and just looks awful in the first game and then they're gonna blame
what if Brock wins out the rest of the games, do you stay with him as quarterback or you replace him with Peyton?
You have to, because at this point you're building such a rapport with the receivers, because you could see in some of his throws his timing was slightly off, but I mean if they just keep getting these win, I don't see how you can. I think it's just too much of a chance because you don't know. I don't know how Peyton Manning's probably not going to be healthy again. I don't see it. So I think you just have to ride with it. I hate to do it because Brady is a living legend.
He is amazing.
But I kept thinking, playing it in my mind. This is like Bledsoe and Brady all over again.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Osweiler is going to lead them to a Super Bowl, but I think he gives them the best chance right now.
Yeah.
I agree.
We'll see.
He made some big throws at the end of that game.
He definitely did. And Manning definitely. I mean, I don't say he couldn't.
Because when he hit Sanders, I don't think Manning gets that ball down there.
Because we all said that. And then when they played Detroit a few weeks ago, and he threw a couple of long balls to Sanders, and he went up and called him. Like, wow, like no one thought he had that arm strength. I wouldn't say he can't do it.
But in those elements, you think Peyton would have got that ball down?
Probably not. But I don't know. I would think no, but I really don't know.
Brock has that fresh arm right there.
You know what I'm saying? It definitely does.
Arm is fresh.
It all comes down to the defense anyway at the same time. So
Brady was picking him apart all night, too.
He really was.
That last drive, when he had pretty much no receivers to get him in field goal range.
They play that stupid prevent.
They do, but Brady had no. I don't know who he was throwing the ball to. It was like Chris Harper. Never heard of that guy.
No.
He could throw the ball to anybody.
Scott Chandler was big that night. The backup tight end was huge that night.
Yeah, I want to see him on a. I know New England had to play on it too, but I want to see a clean field.
Yeah, definitely want to see that. I want to see the Patriots
in the snow. It is advantage offense.
Yeah, I want to see the Patriots again with their starting receivers though too, because they didn't have Amendola.
Of course. It was a good game. It started off, great comeback by Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was a great game. It was a great game to watch.
It was fun.
Exciting.
All right, let's move along right now. NFL debate. Is it just Brady versus Cam Newton at this point or anybody else?
What, for MVP?
MVP. And who was your MVP? Is it Tom Brady?
You know what? Newton? Dark horse, man. Everyone's still sleeping on Palmer and Dalton.
Nah.
I don't have their numbers ahead of me, but I'm pretty sure Palmer's not, 10 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. I'm sure he's more close to 20 and probably 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Dalton's been, everyone's just waiting for them just to fall off the rails.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it to Tom Brady. That drive he had to get him in field goal range pretty much sums up Tom Brady. Doesn't matter who he has in there. That guy is amazing. Tom Brady can work with anybody. They didn't even have a running back tonight. He had to throw the ball all night in the snow, and he's just amazing. So I'm going to go Tom Brady right now in the lead. Slight lead over Cam Newton, who's doing his thing right now in Carolina. But I like Tom Brady.
You want to talk about who's he throwing to?
Yeah, but he has an amazing defense, too.
New England's defense is very good, too.
It's nuewhere close to Carolina. Luke Kuechly and those boys made the Cowboys look like freaking toddlers.
I would say Cam Newton's like most improved player, like from.
he's having a hell of a year.
Carolina's defense is
amazing.
So is New England's.
Tom Brady makes every receiver on his team look great, like just because he's the one throwing the ball to them.
Mm-hmm.
You can put those guys on any other team with any like half-ass quarterback, and they're going to not do nearly as great.
Yeah, put anybody in that situation on the road to get your team in field goal range. Nobody else is doing that but Tom Brady.
I agree with that.
Nobody in Denver against Denver's defense.
Cam Newton's going to win that game.
Exactly. No way in hell.
Can't say that, man. Cam is just no way.
Because
he's got the threat to run and throw the ball.
I understand. Denver.
Greg Olsen is just he's an awesome tight.
He's a great tight end, yes, but I don't believe he would have got the job done Sunday night like Brady did on the road.
Yeah, the Patriots didn't win, but I don't think it would have been that close with the Panthers playing them.
No, I mean,
it could have been, but
time will tell. But so I guess we're saying 1-2 right now. You're saying you're going with Andy Dalton as MVP right now?
I'm going to go Cam.
Okay.
But I mean, people are leaving out Andy Dalton because I think he's having an awesome year.
He's having a great year. It's just Cam and Brady are having super, super amazing years right now. All right, the game we're about to attend in a little bit. Kobe Bryant has officially announced his retirement Sunday on the Players Tribune. I'm kind of sad to see him go, man.
It's your guy.
When I saw that pop across the TV screen, I was kind of in shock. But I'm also kind of happy to see Kobe go out finally. 20 years. There's nothing else he can do. You know what I'm saying? His body is giving up on him. He's 37, about to be 38 years old. I just want to say thank you to Kobe Bryant for all the memories, man. I remember when I was in high school, my first high school basketball game, I was telling Taryn this yesterday. We usually had team sneakers. My mom actually came to school and brought me like fresh Kobe Bryants to put on for my first high school game, man. And I thought I was out there like being like Kobe Bryant. So it's just great, man. 20 years. It also shows how old we're getting. But that's my second favorite player of all time, behind Jordan. But I don't know. I love Kobe Bryant, man. So I know a lot of people don't like him, but I like the guy.
I like him too. I actually, I think he's a little misunderstood, and I guess he has a kind of like a jerky type of personality, but he's definitely without a doubt one of the greatest players, if not the greatest player in our generation.
Right.
He's a role model to so many players in the league right now, yeah, young guys.
Durant comes out and speaks about him.
Exactly. So you could just tell the impact he's had on his peers and younger kids, mm-hmm. looking up to him. He's definitely, you know, one of the world's greatest. He's definitely one of the GOATs.
Yeah. I remember when LeBron was in high school, he played at the at Cyberbank Arena in Trenton, New Jersey, and Kobe was playing the Sixers that night. Kobe actually came to Cyberbank Arena and dropped off sneakers for LeBron to rock in the game. He had these red, white, and blue Kobes on. People go back and look at the pictures. And I thought that was pretty big of Kobe to come from Philadelphia and then bring LeBron sneakers to wear for the game.
Definitely. So. And he's a local guy, so you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, Lower Merion High School.
Although he came over here when he was like, what, in high school or almost
Yeah, he was like 12.
School.
He was like 12 years old.
Yeah, good for Kobe. I mean, he's been retired for 2 years now, maybe three.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's sucks to see such a legend, finally, it, like you said, makes like we're definitely getting old now. Once right, players yeah. that we've been watching growing up finally call it quits. I mean, awesome career. I've always had mixed opinions about him. I do love his tenacity. I do think, I guess that sometimes I do, I mistake his arrogance for. Like just his competitiveness, like mm-hmm. he just comes off arrogant, cocky, and I just never like. I love cocky players, but just him, he just rubbed me the wrong way. But when I hear like Stephen A. Smith today, like tell stories about how down in Miami when they lost a game, everyone went out to the hotel, did whatever they had to do. He was in the gym for 3 hours shooting that same shot over and over again, like. The meeting with Nike, whatever, and showed up to a business meeting wearing shorts and or just gym stuff. So I admire that about him. It's time to move on. It's when LeBron retires, that's when you know you're really getting old.
Oh my goodness, I don't even think about that.
Yeah, he's like 20 days older than me.
But I think one thing everybody will definitely remember about Kobe Bryant is his competitiveness and his winning spirit. Like he is a basketball player through and through. You can tell that guy lives, breathes, eats.
Exactly.
Basketball.
And that's the thing I loved about him. He didn't care what people thought about him. People might have thought he was arrogant. The thing I hate about the USA is why are we down on people that are arrogant?
People that believe
in themselves, like the Floyd Mayweathers, Ronda Rousey, who care? Like they're in sports where it's like uber competitive, right? So you want to be the best. Why does it? You know what I'm saying? If you exude confidence, people will look at you a certain way. But why? You know, like if you do your thing and you're great at doing something, you should be as cocky as you want to be. Like I feel like LeBron James isn't cocky enough. I feel like he's a little humble. I feel like if he got a little more cockier, a little more fighting like Kobe Bryant, he would have 5 rings by now.
Oh, definitely, because he doesn't have that killer.
Yeah, he doesn't have it. Doesn't have that Mamba in him.
On a side note, I was reading an article. I don't know if you caught it. I actually was doing a lot of thinking today. John Lucas, when he was the coach of the Sixers back in '95, mm-hmm. I think he was holding a workout for potential draft picks or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Now.
And then I think Kobe was there working out, whatever. And people were like, "Oh, who's that?" And he said, "Ah, he's still in high school." Blah blah blah. And he wanted to draft him number one in 96, but he got fired before he ever got that opportunity. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we got the legend Allen Iverson. But I just kept thinking, like, what could have been or what would have been? Like, I'm not saying Kobe would have stayed a Sixer for life, but, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure that I want to see if he would have been able to develop into what he was with a Laker. I probably would say no, because when he went to Lakers, he was around a bunch of veterans. And they kind of just grew him into the player that he is. I don't know if that would have happened with the Sixers. Mm-hmm. And then I also thought, like, where would Iverson have been?
Yeah.
Same time. So
that's true. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool when you read stories like that about.
I kind of feel like they both landed where they were supposed to go. I feel like AI was Philadelphia.
Was.
You know what I'm saying?
It worked out perfectly.
Yeah, I feel like Kobe is LA. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like they were in the right spots.
100%. No, yeah. it was just cool to read and just like I actually wondered like, damn, I wonder if Kobe would have been
Kobe.
Kobe. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
It's hard. Obviously, hard to say because every system is different, every situation is different. But now, good for him.
And yeah, man.
Great career.
It's gonna be good to see him one last time tonight.
Like, congratulations, so. Awesome! You guys are gonna get to see him one last time. Enjoy the game.
I never actually got to see him.
Really? I go every time they come to Philly, man. The place is electric. We went last year.
Yeah.
The Lakers fans come out like it's gonna be packed tonight.
Yeah, so. I know. I remember seeing you guys on TV last year around all these Lakers sellout, and I love the Sixers. Thank you for jacking up prices tonight.
Seriously, right? What the hell? Luckily, I got tickets right before they skyrocketed. It was crazy.
I'm thinking, and I'm putting this on the internet, I want to look up Lakers tickets for his last home game. I want to try to get those bad boys on StubHub.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow.
Try to make some bank.
Bank. Serious bank.
Yeah. But I could just, I can imagine you, LA tickets are just as expensive
as
New York.
I look them up all the time. I'm on StubHub all the time looking at tickets, and they're crazy. Nosebleeds for a Kobe game. The other night, when was it? A couple nights ago, they played the Warriors in Golden State. The tickets were $400 for nosebleeds. $400.
California money.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it is that California money.
Yeah, $400 though. All right, let's move along to Josh's betting corner. Oh, it's actually championship week in college this week.
I know, I can't believe we're
already here, right?
Shout
out to Temple for winning last week too. That was a big game for them.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're playing Houston.
Who did you pick last week, Josh, between Michigan and Ohio? Who did you pick to win that?
Yeah, we were off last week.
We were off last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep thinking we picked that game. I don't know. Yeah, I know. We were off last week. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I probably would have went Michigan maybe. I don't know. What do we got? Oh, yeah. Championships Saturday. First thing I like, what we got? Big Ten. I'm going with those red hot Michigan State Spartans to end the perfect season for those Iowa Hawkeyes.
Iowa's had a great season.
They did. They haven't played anybody.
True.
So we're gonna take the Spartans.
Okay.
-3.5, -4, depending on what it is. Secondly, I'm going to the SEC championship. Alabama is rolling right now.
Henry is Heisman. Probably gonna win a Heisman.
He is. I think that you're going to see. Florida sucks now. They're all with their quarterback. 17-point is the line, I believe.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. Well, that just tells you Florida State can't get out of their own way right now. That being said, I like the Gators. I like their defense to actually hold Henry to a little bit. Jeez, slower game than what he's been doing, because he's absolutely dominating right now. I think he might even be the favorite for the Heisman.
Yeah.
And lastly but not least, I'm going to the Pac-12, and I like USC -4. I think they're -4 against Stanford.
Okay.
Revenge game. Stanford got USC earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is payback. USC's got their coach. Apparently, they like playing for this guy.
Yeah, man.
I like Stanford to lose, especially coming off their big win at Notre Dame.
I don't know how Notre Dame lost that game, but yeah, that was a good game.
I really thought Stanford was going to roll Notre Dame.
Yeah, I remember we were talking about it at the bar last week.
So I definitely didn't see that coming, but no, I like Michigan State. And I think they're going to get into the Final Four with this win.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bonus pick. I'm sorry. I've been saying it for 2 weeks. I've been saying North Carolina is going to knock off Clemson.
Okay.
But
that's a good game.
I can't go with it, though.
Okay.
I think Clemson wins a close one.
That's a good
game.
So
that's a little four-pack.
Okay.
I almost forgot the best game of the day. But yeah, UNC is just rolling right now. And I kept saying, I was like, you know what? They're going to knock off Clemson. But Clemson has got something special going on this year.
They do.
I think they win like a 37-34 type game.
Okay. I like those picks this week. All right, let's move ahead to our picks of the week, NFL. You guys ready for these?
All right, let's do it.
All right, we got Green Bay at Detroit. Who you got?
I'm going to go Green Bay. I think they're going to roll in there and not blow them out, but I think they might win by like 10.
Okay. Green Bay?
God,
Detroit's on a roll right now.
Yeah,
they
Stafford,
are. I don't know why.
He's just not dependable to me. Like,
But it's Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just go with Green Bay, just the fact that Detroit still doesn't have a running game.
Okay.
Coming off a loss, I don't know how they lost at home on Brett Favre night, but I'll take the Packers.
Okay, I like Detroit in this one. I like how they're playing right now. At home, yeah, I got to go with Detroit. I think they get to Aaron Rodgers this week, and I don't know. I don't trust the Green Bay defense. I'm not a big fan of their defense right now.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with
that. You know, Eddie Lacy has picked it up a little bit now, but I got to go with Detroit. I think they're playing amazing right now. Not amazing, but better than what they were.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So, all right, next game, we got the Jets at the Giants, the battle of the North Jersey teams.
I'm taking the Jets or the Giants, just because there's a little part of me that still wants the Eagles to go to the playoffs.
Oh, my God. Wow. It's weird with
that's
the Giants, man. You don't know
probably
what team is going to show up. They
yeah,
suck one week and they're good one week. Eli Manning.
Exactly. Right, like, now too.
Is Beckham going to torch Revis?
That catch he had on the
was unbelievable.
Sunday? Oh, crazy, crazy.
You got
catch.
Guys that can't catch a 10-yard ball right to their chest, and you got a guy laying out one-handed.
Seriously.
He's got some serious stick-em on those
gloves. He
does,
man.
At home, just kidding.
Yeah, the Giants are considered a home team this game.
Yeah, I think the Jets win. I hate going against Eli, but I just the Jets are also playing for a wild card. So
okay.
True.
I'll go with the Jets. That game sucks.
See,
I don't know. In the back of my mind, I want to pick Eli because I just think they can, but I'll go with the Jets.
Yeah, I think after being so bad last week, we're going to see good Eli this week. I don't know if Revis is playing. Is he playing this week?
He's got a concussion.
He didn't play last week. If he's back for this game, I'm going to ride Jets.
No, you know what? Yeah, I'm going with the Giants.
Yeah, but if Revis is playing,
Revis is done.
I'm gonna go Giants. I think we saw the bad Eli last week. I think he only has one interception this week.
You never see him 2 weeks in a row?
No, I have, but okay. they're pretty much a team that wins 1 week, loses 1 week. That's how the Giants have been playing all season. So I think they get a win this week as being the home team.
Yes,
so
I agree.
I'm gonna go Giants.
Likewise.
All right, I'm staying Jets.
All right, next game we have Seattle. Big game at Minnesota right here.
Ugh. You know, yeah, that one's...
I feel like Seattle has a tough game every week.
But you know what? I feel like... I don't know. I'm going Seattle in this one.
Mm.
And something tells me it's an away game.
They had a good game last week.
I should pick the Vikings. Yeah, I'm going Seattle. I think they're finally picking up a little bit of steam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Russell's playing out his mind last week.
He is playing good. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that's going to carry over to the Minnesota game.
I mean, Jimmy Graham going out, I don't even think that matters. Nah. They don't use him anyway.
Exactly.
I hate to say it, but Seattle is just catching steam right now. So I think Seattle's going to get the win. That way now Green Bay is going to end up being tied back with Minnesota for the division.
Okay.
I'll go Seattle.
All right. I'm going to go Minnesota. I think it's going to be... I feel like the Seattle plays a close game every week, and I think it's going to be a close game.
It's a pick'em game, so it would shock me if Minnesota won.
I'm gonna go Minnesota in this one.
Going against Green.
Yeah, I gotta go Minnesota. I feel like Seahawks defense is good, but it's not what it once was. So I think Teddy Bridgewater has some success against it, and I think Adrian Peterson might have a big day. So
I'm wrong most of the time, but man, I do feel good about Adrian Peterson this year when I said that he would dominate. I think he's leading the league in rushing, as a matter of fact.
I was wrong.
Eagles.
You know, I've been waiting for you to like to say something about that though, because I was wrong on AP. I was like, yo, he's not even hit 1,000 yards this year. Well, I was wrong about that. So I've been waiting for Josh to text me.
You're wrong about everything.
Wrong about the Eagles. I can't really say too much, but no, I just felt like throwing that in there.
It feels good to be right over here.
You got lucky, but
lucky.
All right, next game. Oh, I don't even want to talk about this one. Denver at San Diego.
Yeah, I'm going Denver. I don't think it matters who's the quarterback.
Chargers
got a win.
I don't know why they won that game, but they did get a win.
They got three now?
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah.
Messing up our draft.
That game scares me always because it's a rivalry. I got to go Denver.
Yeah, well, you guys are going Denver. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going Denver, too. Denver easily rolls over the Chargers.
I don't say easy.
No, easily. They suck. All right, final game, which will be at this weekend, the Eagles at the Patriots. Weird game because New England has nobody, really. Gronk is going to be out for this game. Amendola's out. Edelman's out. Eagles have a chance.
Hold on. You know who else has nobody? Oh. The Philadelphia Eagles.
it's a weird game. I don't know. I feel like it's a really weird game. But they're going to get psycho Tom Brady, the guy that's mad because he was pissed off in that Denver game.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So I'm going to go Patriots. So I think Patriots win this game. I think psycho T is going to be out in full effect. And Patriots by 10.
It's going to be a funeral for the Philadelphia Eagles. That's
I don't think so because the Patriots really? Missing all their weapons.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to matter.
Coming off a loss at home.
It's not going to matter at all. Okay. I think they put up like another 40 points.
Mm. I'm rooting like hell for the Eagles just so Denver can still get
home field.
Yes, but it's not going to happen. Not with Mark Sanchez.
They would need a miracle.
No, Bradford's going to play this game.
They might play, yes.
Yeah, they need a miracle. It doesn't matter. They need a miracle. They need like.
Yeah, I can't.
Divine intervention on the field. Like an angel.
This is a weird game, though, man. I'm telling you, the players actually might pull it together and steal a win.
I don't think the Eagles score 10 points.
Yeah, I agree.
I am so impressed. I was so impressed with that Patriots defense. I like I thought they were going to suck this year, like have a downgrade for losing Brown and Revis. They didn't miss a beat. Their linebackers are amazing. Their defensive line probably better than Denver's.
Yeah. I think they might score in the 40s or 50s.
McCourty's one of the top safeties out there.
Their defense, I think, is
Patrick
actually...
Patrick Chung sucks, though, still. He sucks,
but he's still playing good. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Everyone that leaves the Eagles, Kurt Coleman had a touchdown the other day.
Every Eagle over the weekend had a big game.
It's like the 76ers, now that they all left, they've all gone on the greener pastures. Andre Iguodala's
the only one.
I think New England's defense is just as good as Denver's. Okay. I really do. I was so shocked. I'm telling you, New England probably gave, I think they only given up like 10 points. No more than 10 points like the past like 8 games.
I think Philly scores like 7 or 3 points.
And final score in this one. Final score. What do you think?
I'm going to go like 7 to 48.
I don't think it's going to be
27-7.
I'll go 30 to 20.
I just want to remind you, Jameis Winston threw for 5 touchdowns on the Philadelphia Eagles.
I understand,
defense.
But guess who's back this week? We got Bradford back. And Ryan Matthews. Ryan Matthews is a big part of that offense.
Those aren't defense.
Matthews
players.
Is back. I heard he didn't pass concussion yet.
Still?
Yeah.
Oh man. Well,
they say he was held out of practice. He said he's improving though.
Okay. Well, if he's not back, they're getting blown out then. Because I don't know. DeMarco Murray just doesn't.
I think
Jameis
Winston
done.
Scored 5 touchdowns. Tom Brady's gonna score like 8.
Yeah, but Jameis has good receivers in Tampa Bay.
Hopefully it rains,
Tom Brady's
so he won't.
Tom Brady.
We won't be able to whip it around in the rain.
We'll see.
That's going to be like... Ugh.
Will you guys be in a box?
I'm scared to even go. Probably not.
No, we're like in the seats.
Bring your parka.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Might get cold.
Yeah, I think 40 degrees kickoff, and then it's going to keep dropping. So.
And we fly back that night.
Yeah, we leave right after the game. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah. All right, well, that's all we have for you guys today. Make sure you check us out online at sportsjerks.com. And on every social media site at Sports Jerks. All right, I'm Chris Gregory. For Taryn Williams and Josh Gregg.
Adios.
Adios, amigos.